Welcome to Fraser 365. I'm Chris Montgomery, Senior Pastor of Fraser Church in Montgomery, Alabama. Thank you for joining us on this In His Steps journey as we discover the power of passionate prayer, intentional presence, radical generosity, and surrendered service.
This is day 10 of In His Steps. The legacy lives on. Our whole topic is about worship. Today specifically, we center on true worshipers. Michael Catt said, "If we're going to worship in spirit, we must develop a spirit of worship." And our text is John 4, 23 and 24. "But the hour is coming and is now here when the true worshipers will worship the Father in spirit and truth. For the Father is seeking such people to worship Him. God is spirit, and those who worship Him must worship in spirit and truth." And here are some thoughts on this. In Jesus' conversation with the woman of Samaria, Jesus made it clear that there is both true worship and false worship. Jesus is seeking true worshipers. Just because a church calls its meeting a worship service does not mean that true worship is taking place. The Pharisees in Jesus' day thought they were practicing excellent worship, but in Matthew 15, 8 and 9, Jesus quoted Isaiah to indicate how he saw their worship. He said, "This people honors me with their lips, but their heart is far from me. In vain do they worship me, teaching as doctrines the commandments of men." Jesus cautioned the religious crowd about the dangers of false worship. If we're not careful, we will miss true worship because our hearts are far from God. Jesus is looking for true worshipers right now. He describes them with these words: "Those who worship Him must worship in spirit and truth." First of all, true worshipers must worship in spirit. David Mathis gives the following insight: "Is this our spirit or God's spirit?" Jesus' memorable statement in John 3:6 helps. "That which is born of the flesh is flesh, and that which is born of the Spirit is spirit." It's not either or, but both and. For those who are new creatures in Christ, our spirit owes its existence and vibrancy to the Spirit of God. As John Piper writes, "True worship comes only from spirits made alive and sensitive by the quickening of the Spirit of God." The Holy Spirit ignites and energizes our spirit. Now, true worship gets past the physical and engages the spiritual. If we only praise God in the physical realm of what we see and feel, then worship will not be transformational. That is why singing songs and listening to a sermon doesn't necessarily constitute worship. Putting our bodies through the physical motions of sitting in a pew and moving our lips to sing a song doesn't amount to worship. We who are born of the Spirit offer true worship only when we engage with God's Spirit that dwells in us. Warren Wiersbe adds these helpful comments: "God is Spirit. It is impossible to offer acceptable worship apart from the Spirit of God. If my inner being isn't yielded to the power of the Spirit, then my worship will only be a demonstration of fleshly zeal fueled by human emotion." Jesus also said that true worshipers must worship in truth. Worshiping in truth means having a clear and true understanding of who God is and who I am in relation to Him, all of which is revealed by reading and understanding the Word of God. Wiersbe wrote, "Both the Spirit and the Word are called truth in Scripture." That's 1 John 5, 6. In John 17, 17, "The Spirit of truth wrote the Word of truth that reveals Christ the truth." John 14, 6. If I try to worship Jesus Christ apart from the Spirit and the Word, I am destined to fail. For many people attempt it, and some think they succeed. If I am not obeying the truth of the Word of God, what I call worship will be nothing but superstition, no matter how good it feels or how many people applaud it. David Mathis' words are profound and practical as we conclude today's devotional. Take this reminder with you as you ready your heart and roll up to your next corporate worship gathering. The externals do matter, but they're not the essence. They need not rule the day. Whether your corporate context is wonderfully conducive to what moves you most or goes against all your personal preferences, the heart of worship need not be hindered, because the heart of worship is the heart. At bottom, it's not what we do or don't do with our hands or what somebody else is doing or not doing, but what we do with our hearts and minds because of the one who has captured our hearts and minds. Worship is in spirit and in truth. Now, here are some questions to help drive home these points. Answer them honestly. Question one, in what ways are you a true worshiper? Number two, how do you know if you are worshiping in spirit? Number three, how do you know if you're worshiping in truth? And four, what are your thoughts on the fact that God is seeking true worshipers? Let us pray. Oh God, give us a better understanding of prayer and what it means to worship in spirit and truth and have genuine, authentic, real worship. That's what we desire, Lord. Thank you. In Jesus' name, amen.